News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Interesting story by Martin Wall in the Irish Times today. The government is seeking to have staff in parts of the civil service return more frequently to the office. The Department of Social Protection has told staff from February it'll have to spend a minimum of 2 days per week in the workplace. Staff at higher levels will have to spend at least 3 days a week. But Forza, the Public Service Trade Union, are saying that they're telling staff not to cooperate with this, not to follow the return to the office directive. We're joined by Michael Doherty, Professor in Employment Law at Maynooth University. Michael, thanks for talking to us this morning. Are the government departments well within their rights to tell workers they have to come back to work? Do we know what the legal status is here?
Morning, Shane. Well, the legal status is a little bit unusual in that there was a Work-Life Balance Act, and the name is important, brought in there in 2023. But what it provides for is a right to request remote working. So the legal right for the employee is to ask the employer, can the employee work remotely? And the legal duty on the employer is to kind of reasonably consider that fairly, objectively, against criteria, and to let the employee know, you know, fairly quickly.
And I'm asking you to speculate a little bit here, and I take what you're saying about it being a grey area. Is asking a worker to work 2 days a week in the office, is that reasonable then in that context, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it could be, you know, that's what the law says. There's also, of course, the employment contract and what people, and if you're in a trade unionized, if you're in a unionized environment, it could be a collective agreement. So there will be the terms of that to consider as well, you know, whether or not there's something in there that guarantees a right, or whether it's something that, you know, is reviewed on an ongoing basis. So basically, you know, people have to look to their contracts of employment, I guess, in the first instance. In all instances, it's expected that there'll be consultation between the employer and the employees or the trade union. And I suppose that's where your next guest will have more to say.
Well, yes, thank you. A nice segue there, Michael. Thank you indeed for that. Michael Doherty, Professor in Employment Law at Maynooth University. Let's bring in Eamon Donnelly, Forza's Deputy General Secretary. Eamon, your reaction to this decision by the department to tell staff they have to spend a minimum of 2 days per week in the workplace?
Well, my reaction is based on the fact that the blended working agreement in the civil service says that if there's to be a review, that there's to be a consultation process with the unions, and that hasn't happened. But, I mean, the real issue here is not whether it's 1 day a week or 2 days a week. By the way, it was the Department of Social Protection itself that decided in cases where people are in the office 1 day a week that was what was required for operational need. But, I mean, any discussion around this issue needs to, you know, take account that, you know, this is a case of new ways of working and eliminated by old ways of thinking. So the discussion needs to be around what are the operational needs. The union has no difficulty with that whatsoever, right? Mm. But when I asked the Department of Social Protection what analytics had it used before its decision was reached, they said none. And they also said that there was no requirement to consult the trade unions, which is completely, and Michael referenced the collective agreement, it's a complete breach of the blended working agreement. And the factors that need to be taken into consideration are the operational need, the organisational need, but also the contribution to the state made by blended working, which the analytics that we have to hand suggest is more productive. Aids and abets the reduction of carbon emissions, urban congestion. It provides the opportunity for care for the elderly in cases where people, because of their work system, when they work remotely, can visit elderly parents, for example, where they don't
work. I accept all those points. Can I just put it to you? Like, there's a row going on in the Dáil at the moment about speaking rights, and people are talking about standing orders and precinct. And sometimes you just have to cut through that and go, hang on, from a common sense point of view, what's the best thing here? And from a common sense point of view, it doesn't seem unreasonable for an employer to say 2 days a week, we'd like you in the office. 3 days a week, you can stay at home, but 2 days a week, we'd like you in the office. That seems pretty reasonable from a common sense point of view.
It may or may not be, but it should be based on analytics is the point I'm making. But there's been no room for discussion, despite the fact that there is an absolute obligation under the collective agreement, if there in the case of a review, which we don't dispute, by the way,
yeah.
But in the case of review, there has to be a discussion with the trade union. This is a unilateral decision taken, and it's an attack on workers' rights. And
well,
no
is it
union
an attack on workers' rights?
Them.
Is it an attack on workers' rights to say 2 days a week we'd like you in the office? I mean, as someone who has to be in the office 5 days a week, I'd kind of love the idea of having 3 days at home.
Many civil servants in the office 5 days a week. The point being missed is the attack on workers' rights is the unilateral decision to make such a decision without any consultation and the tearing up of a collective agreement.
Okay. Is Forza going to resist this, basically? Is that you're telling your workers not to cooperate with this?
We're telling our workers that in the absence of any analysis or mature debate or discussion on the matter, to continue working the pattern that they have done heretofore, and we remain open for a discussion in line with the collective agreement.
Eamon Donnelly, Forza's Deputy General Secretary. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.